This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To do in only a limited amount of time, so we better get right to it, friends. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Happy Monday to you. Happy President's Day to you.
Who's now, remember, in Minnesota, it's not President's Day. It's Washington
care.
And Lincoln's birthday.
I don't care. I'm glad it's, you know, I don't care. Minnesota's,
it's President's Day. Whereas in North Dakota, apparently, we're combining all of them into one day.
I want to know from our team here who your favorite president is. Who your favorite president is, okay? Frederick, you're going to have to answer this in a second. Frederick is working on our newsletter right here. And, of course, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, my partner, shoulder to shoulder here on the program. And then Manning the master control. Rev is in another meeting. So here's my question. Who's your favorite president? I should add, and why? Maybe just a quick word, why? Well, why you like that president better than any? I'll start, just to get everybody warmed up. Ronald Wilson Reagan, greatest president of the 20th century, bar none. Absolutely. The reason I pick him, he's the guy that helped me define what I believe. Voted for him for president. The first time I voted for president was for him. And I just, every time I listened to the guy, I melted. I loved his, everything about him and what he stood for and how he said it. And, oh, my gosh, just love him, love him, love him. Abe Lincoln I love as well. So if I had to pick two, he'd be the second one. But I have to go with Ronald Reagan just because he helped me become a conservative. Todd, how about you? Who's your favorite president?
Well, Reagan, hands down. Come right to the American people. You know, don't worry about going through. And if Reagan were alive today, if he were president today, I think he would be using Twitter. Yet another tool to go right to the American people, cut through the clutter. You know, back in Reagan's day, get on primetime TV and just talk right straight to the American people.
Sure, you bet.
Love that.
What's interesting is, you know, Ronald Reagan obviously was an actor at some point. Some people belittled him for that, but he went on to be governor of California and do many things. I mean, you read his books, his diaries. Oh, my gosh, the man was so great about, you know, standing for. For one, he loved America, very evident. He could define why America was America and what was special about it and could really, you know.
Plus, he's a radio guy, so I'm kind of in a soft spot there, too.
Yeah, right, a radio guy, another
and WOC in the Quad City. Well, you heard the story of the ticker tape breaking and what he had to do with that to cover time.
Yep, just kept going during that game.
Like an hour and a half, the guy following the ball off because they're trying to fix the ticker tape. That was awesome.
You know, what's funny is that Donald Trump is, I forget where I saw this, was an interview where they said, you know, what do you always want to be? He wanted to be a movie producer. And obviously, there's a bit of Donald Trump that is actor, showbiz. You know, you think of The Apprentice and other things as well. Now, obviously, two very different styles. But certainly, you know, Reagan, a little non-traditional in that regard, and Trump as well. And some of that with presenting what you're trying to accomplish and having people then take to that and follow you is a little bit Reagan-esque. Okay, Manny, how about you?
My favorite president.
Favorite president, yep.
Oh, gosh, probably JFK.
JFK. And what about JFK makes him your favorite?
Just because he was pretty popular. I mean, obviously, I wasn't alive when he was president. And I think just his popularity and just how devastated the country was when he was assassinated, I think this has always kind of drawn me to him.
From Camelot to... you know, a national nightmare. Absolutely. Good one. Frederick, how about you? You going to come over here and tell me your favorite president? I got to get you in here. Frederick's quite a story because Frederick actually was born in Liberia and has come to the United States. So growing up in Liberia, did you have a favorite president?
Dwight Eisenhower.
No kidding. Ike.
Yeah, you're right.
The
man.
General.
Yeah, that's very
I like Ike.
But yet he stuck to his fiscal conservative values, you know.
You're the man. There's Frederick's take. All right, folks, there you go. Love to know your favorite president. It's hard not to love George Washington, and I do as well. The Bulletproof George Washington is a book I would recommend to everybody. I was telling that to Wild Bill earlier on the K-Fire Morning Show. David Barton wrote the book. It's not long. It's less than 100 pages, and you can get it from wallbuilders.com. But David Barton, The Bulletproof George Washington, I'm telling you. I saw him, David Barton, up at the Trinity Bible College in Williston. Or is it TCS? I forget. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Trinity in Williston. And bought that book, absorbed that book, loved that book. It's incredible. It really is. So, anyway, you can tell us who your favorite president is if you like, or anything else on your mind today. We do have a lot going on. It is President's Day, but also there's a lot of news happening. At this moment, Governor Doug Burgum has called a meeting with his team, including, obviously, Lieutenant Governor Doug Burgum, and North Dakota's key leaders. This is an Emergency Operations Center meeting happening over at Fran Barracks in Bismarck at this hour, and it is related to some issues with federal and state government coordination and the cleanup of the camp, as well as dealing with the law enforcement issues. Last night, about 5 o'clock, again, a band of thugs, the eco-terrorists, the, you know, agitators, which are changing, as I've told you, from day to day here these days, blocked part of 1806 with a teepee. Total photo op, total made for social media moment. These folks are just starving to do anything they can to twist this story, distort this story on social media and raise money. So set up, you know, a teepee and hope that the law enforcement will descend on you and move you, and then you'll have the, you know, clips running on YouTube, 9 zillion views. That's their game. That's their game. There's not a leader among them. It's just a leaderless band of thugs is all it is. Anyway, the deadline for evacuation of the camp mandated by the Corps of Engineers is Wednesday, the 22nd. So that is, you know, this week. And, of course, look at the weather. Oh, my gosh. Real issue with the weather there. So we've got to deal with that situation as well. This meeting taking place, Senator Hoeven, Congressman Kramer, Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford. I have confirmed that Senator Heidi Heitkamp is not in that meeting. Is that right? How do you have a meeting with a congressional delegation? She's not there. Same with Attorney General Stengem. I don't know what's going on there, but I like Wayne Stengem. Wayne Stengem's a nice guy. He's had a long record of service in the state, but something is amiss with him and that office. They are checked out, non-existent in all of the issues related to law and order, which an attorney general is supposed to do. I don't know what's going on, folks. I don't, but I worry about it. But anyway, a couple of folks missing, but some important ones there, and hope to have a readout from that meeting before too long. So stay tuned, and we'll keep you posted on that. Let's just, the other thing I'd say, I heard from a lot of folks, just regular folks in and around the Dakota Access protest site that has been going on now for, it's so sad. Every day I look at this number and I just cringe. You know, 194 days today. And a lot of you see this potentially coming to a close, and it really is, but obviously there's a tension that keeps changing. I mentioned the situation on 1806 last night with the teepee, because there's a number of people that don't want it to end and that want confrontation. And law enforcement is desperately trying to keep the peace, get that camp cleared out, and a lot of good things are going on. Really good things. Heard an interview that the governor did with NPR over the weekend that was good. It was really good, sort of explaining everything and the fact that folks are working together, getting it cleaned out, but also, you know, the challenges in the small group that will not leave. So a lot will be determined this week on how to handle all that. From all our reports, construction continues, the boring continues on the actual pipeline and progress being made there. And now we're down to this illegal camp on core land being cleaned up, most importantly, because that obviously is an ecological disaster, and cleared out so that life can return to normal for the folks at Standing Rock who want it. This is not Standing Rock's Sioux Tribe people. I sometimes just assume you know that, but it's not. to the credit of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe people, they've been the people, not, I mean, talking about the, you know, the folks, the residents. Political leadership has been well behind the people in recognizing this isn't what we stand for. We don't want to do this. And have been helping clean up and everything else. Pretty amazing when you think about it. So that's going on. What else did I want to tell you? So Congressman Kramer was originally scheduled to join us today in this hour as his only talk radio town hall week. He's going to check in and give us a little bit of an update from that meeting. So we will hear from him before too long. Recap. Need to recap. Donald Trump, Saturday, Florida. Quite an event. Really amazing. I have some clips from it. And Rush Limbaugh was on the Sunday show, well, not all the Sunday shows, but he was on with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday with an interesting take on everything going on. Wanted to share some of that. Then, of course, your calls, questions, and comments. Legislature Today with Troy Coons from the Northwest Landowners Association and Senator Rich Wardner together, too. On the way, your calls after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
In a moment, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. If you have a loved one somewhere in the United States who wants to come home and have a great job, you're going to give this telephone number to that loved one of yours, and maybe, just maybe, they'll live a little closer. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hillen. We're talking about Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They have dozens of Polar Service Centers throughout North America. Three of them are right here, Killdeer, Williston, Billings, Montana. And they need technicians right now. They pay great. The benefits are great. It's a wonderful company to work for. Here's that telephone number, 832-942-3566. Call Adam at 832-942-3566 to find out about the wonderful opportunities at Polar Service Center, Williston, Killdeer, Billings, Montana, too. 832-942-3566. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Ecological disaster might be an understatement. Assessment yesterday in conjunction with the tribe and with the Army Corps of Engineers, we've already got about 160 acres in the campsite. About 30% of that's already under 4 inches of water. But this is North Dakota. We've had record amounts of snow, and now we've got record warming happening right now. It's supposed to be over 50 degrees. This weekend, there's possible rain coming this weekend. This is, you know, a month ahead of schedule in terms of the melt. We've got hundreds of abandoned vehicles in this area, propane tanks that were there used and abandoned for heat sources this winter. All that stuff could be floating down the Missouri River. And as people recall, this whole thing began with the idea of water protectors, and now we find ourselves in this tremendous irony, which is the people that sought to protect the water have created one of the largest ecological messes on the entire Missouri River system this year, which is that all of this camp debris could be floating down towards the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe water intake.
That's Governor Doug Burgum in an interview with NPR on Friday. It was a 7-8 minute interview, okay? 3 minutes was on Dakota Access, and obviously they asked to talk about the camp and what was going on there. But half the interview ended up being about Donald Trump and nothing to do with Dakota Access. What did you think of his press conference last week there, Mr. Burgum? You got to hear it. It's classic. I thought the governor did a great job answering it. But anyway, let's get to your calls here on what's on your mind, because we want to know what's on your mind on President's Day, on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, on the president over the weekend. Anything on your mind, just lay it on me. 800-228-0550. There was one thing at that event Saturday in Florida that blew me away. Blew me away. At Donald Trump's rally in Florida. If you watched it and want to render a guess, What do I have, Patty? What is in the goodie bag that we could...
They don't let me see the goodie bag, folks, in case you're wondering, well, why doesn't Todd know what's in it?
I have a sharp,
steal it, that's why.
I have a really sharp 2XL, white, still in the bag in my office, a brand new Roger Maris golf shirt polo. And it's like a little spendy golf shirts, yeah. So if you guess correctly on what was the thing that I just literally awestruck, jaw on the floor, I can't believe this is happening moment with the event in Florida. And there was a couple of examples where you could say that's what happened and agree, but call us at 800-228-0550. By the way, I want to tell you about our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the North Dakota Oil Can Program. The Battle of the Bakken Blood Drive is in its final days, only about 10 days left, I guess, for that event. Friendly competition among oil companies to get the most donors out to help United Blood Services collect crucial resources, okay? There's a bunch of contests going on, a lot of fun things happening. And this week, no exception. So tomorrow, Golden Age Club in Stanley from 12:30 to 6, you can donate blood. Or the Belfield Lutheran Church at 506 2nd Avenue Northeast in Belfield. Wow, the Bill's going to be jealous that that's happening over at the Lutheran Church. February 22nd, Whiting Oil and Gas in Newtown, in their conference room there on Highway 8. That'll be on Wednesday, okay, from 1 until 5 p.m. Just a couple of things. More on their website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Look under events for the Battle of the Bakken Blood Drive. 800-228-0550. Mary in Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
Yes, I'd like to throw out a challenge to the local media. I don't believe they're doing a good job of covering this protest. All we ever see is clips that the protesters have taken and put on YouTube. Why, when we have one of these major confrontations, why don't our local media get off their butts, get ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, NPR, get them down there with film crews and film from all angles? Because we're relying on just this, even our side, we pull up these video clips that the protesters have taken, which of course are going to be one-sided. Why not get a panoramic view of what's going on so that we have proof?
Now, I've had a view for a while that this really wasn't about a pipeline. It was about an information war. And that you're never going to win a war if you don't know you're in one.
Yeah.
The folks that just get up every day to do their job and get something done need to recognize that this is an information war, and a lot of it is fought with social media. The event last night on 1806, setting up a teepee in the middle of the road, was designed for one thing: to get a good picture on television, raise some money, and hopefully provoke a confrontation.
Provoke
exactly. A confrontation. Yeah. And so, you're right.
What happened to journalism?
Well,
what happened to getting out there and digging up the story and being there on site? Now it's just canned stuff coming out from the affiliates and not going out and digging on your own.
Well, I hope we've done okay here, Mary, when you talk about
media. Well, yeah, but your radio, and, you know, you can't exactly, film is not your business.
Right, so you're talking about, I'm curious, where you consume most of your news then? Are you watching it on social media? Are you watching on the evening news?
Watching some evening news, but honestly, you know, most of what comes through is that social media. Even with us, when you say a protest, you know, a protester puts on a film about being abused, and you actually see it, and a discerning person can say, well, this is bull. They're not being discriminated against. They're not being abused. But they put it on social media. It goes to their people. And, oh, my gosh, look what terrible things are happening to them at Standing Rock. It's such bull. If we could just get a whole picture and get it on social media, too.
So when you go to a news organization, you're seeing their coverage of the event, and all they're doing is taking one of the clips of the protesters, what they put out, rather than saying, hey, that's not true. We're having, you know, the sheriff on or Dakota Access Pipeline officials.
Do you remember that fella that was stopped in the road by people blocking the road? He was just trying to get to work. And they were climbing all over his truck, and he pulled a gun because he was in fear of his life.
I know who you're talking about. His name's Leonard. He's from Mandan, and he's a regular caller to the program. We've been trying to help him understand that this isn't about him, and his business should have been harmed at all. It's about the protesters and what they did. It's ridiculous. So no, that's another good example.
The footage we had was off of some protester's camera.
Yeah.
You know, off their phone. If we had more coverage. And it's supposed to be unbiased, you know, from true journalism. Maybe we'd get a more fair view of what's going on. Now, I could see that poor man was in fear for his life. But the spin on social media was, you know, look, he's trying to run us over.
Does it make you mad that all of those websites you're talking about where they're doing all that stuff are funded by... you know, billionaires and zillionaires and all kinds of shadowy, dark groups. Does that tick you off?
It definitely does, and I really don't understand. What is it that they're trying to gain? Are they looking for the total collapse of the U.S.? What is their motive?
Well, I think the majority of them just want to do everything in their power to stop fossil fuels and will financially gain from it. But there may be a bigger, and of course that would shut down the American economy without question. Mary, very insightful call. Thanks for the advice, and I hope the folks in the journalism world are there, because I'm with you. What happened to journalism? Where is it? It's gone. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate it. You bet. Others waiting to weigh in. 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørholm. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Media did not make Donald Trump, and they can't destroy him. But the media thinks, and when I say media, let me define ABC, CBS, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, USA Today, LA Times, that cadre. They have a formula, they have a blueprint for destroying Republican political officials they don't like. It's not going to work on Trump. He doesn't fit that mold. They're trying to every day. It's kind of comical to watch.
So why is the media not doing a better job of covering the Dakota Access Pipeline protests? Rush Limbaugh there is talking about the coverage of Donald Trump by the media, and they didn't create him, so now they've got to destroy him. What are they out to destroy as part of the? I don't think it's they want to destroy something. I don't think local regional media entities get up and say, okay, let's do. But I do think. It's a swamp infested with a whole lot of people that really don't know how the world, real world works. And some of it is very, very, poor resources or not adequate resources to be able to have the people on the ground and then the people that you do have just, not well led. And look, the company that we have, Flag Family Media, is not huge. We could use twice the people that we have, right? But we have a great leader, our president. My partner, Steve Holstrom, is a fantastic leader. He just says, okay, here's the amount of people that we can afford, and here's what you're going to do, and, you are conscious. It's like there's no supervision of these people. Either that or they don't care if that stuff's out. So I'm totally with Mary. 100%. No doubt about it. And very, very frustrated by it, for sure. We are brought to you today in part by our friends at Northwest Landowners Association. Next hour, in fact, Troy Coons will be here along with Senator Rich Warner to talk about some issues in our legislature today. A segment, and the Northwest landowners are all about creating a network of information on issues as they pertain to mineral owners, landowners, operators, occupants, share and discuss the development of those resources, including wind, get educated, maintain that balance in resource development. If you're a landowner in North Dakota, consider joining Northwest Landowners Association. The cost is small and the benefit is large. Landowners want to protect the land, but at the same time, do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. Go to nwlandowners.com to find out more, nwlandowners.com. Anybody want to play the contest of what the big moment was from the rally on Saturday to win a nice, sharp, beautiful golf shirt there with Roger Maris, 61 on it? Let's see. Stephen Minot.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you, the part that got to me was when President Trump brought that gentleman on stage. I've never seen a standing president bring an unvetted anybody up and walk away from the microphone, giving them free rein to speak.
I'm not sure that's in our montage. We have a little montage of Donald Trump. Do we have the fellow that came up on stage that he brought? We don't have that. Okay. You are so right, Steve. You are so right. It was Unbelievable. Here's what happened for folks that missed it. So Donald Trump's flying to Florida, and I don't know, before he left here on his short little hop from, you know, South Beach up to Palm Beach, rather, up to where he was going in the event at the airport hangar, he sees on television this fellow get interviewed and talk about being in line since 4 a.m. and how much Donald Trump is doing exactly what I want him to do, and I don't want him to do any different, and he's a drain of the swamp, and I love the man, and, you know, interviewed on media. So he's doing his address to the crowd, and he sees the guy. He goes, there's my guy. There's my guy. Get him up here. Get him up here. And of course, the Secret Service are scrambling and like, no way, you can't do it. And he even referenced, they're really mad. I shouldn't have done this, but what's the guy going to do? Kiss me, brings him up there, and puts him behind the microphone, Steve.
And he gave him a hug. He hugged him.
I did. Yeah, you're right.
I couldn't believe it.
That was such a real moment, wasn't it? That was just flat out real.
It was incredible. Absolutely incredible.
It was. You're absolutely right. I couldn't. And then what the guy said, he was clearly just nervous as all get out. But what he said is, everything Donald Trump told us in the election, he's doing. He's going to do it. And that's really all you need to know. That's what I mean. That's what the bubble doesn't get. The guy is simply doing what he promised he'd do. And it's so foreign for a politician to do it, you know. It was great. It really was. And he says at the end, as the guy's walking away, a star is born. And he points to the guy.
Sure enough, the same guy was on Fox and Friends this morning.
Oh, was he really? Oh, gosh. Rev, see if
yes,
you can find
was.
That. See if you can find a clip. That's so fun. Really cool. Yeah, neat deal. Steve, thanks for saying that. Actually, it's not the moment that was a jaw-dropper for me, but it was a great moment, and it is one that was right up there for sure. Appreciate your call. 800-228-0550. It's President's Day, and Fred and Wing wanted to weigh in on that. Hello, Fred. What's on your mind?
Yes, President's Day. Good. You got some good callers on there this morning. There's President Abraham Lincoln and has something in common with Charles Darwin. They both have their birthday on the same day. Now, these two men had to battle with this racism thing that we have in this country today still. Charles Darwin and evolution believes that all men were evolved and that some of them were evolved a little bit less than others. That's racist, terrible racist. And Abraham Lincoln believed that all men are created equal. And he believed that they were created. Charles Darwin believed they were evolved. Now, our schools are taught this evolution, and they're not taught anything about creation. And if you take that into context, there's only one thing that Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin had in common, and that was their birthdays. And on President's Day, I'd like to say that we need a president that believes that we weren't evolved and that some people evolved more than others, and our schools need to teach it. Our politicians need to preach it. Our churches need to preach it. And I believe that we wouldn't have this divisive tool that's being used all over the nation by large people, by large contributions of money to people to just portray that racism and all these things. My favorite president was Teddy Roosevelt. And I really enjoyed what he did.
That's a hard one not to love, too. There's a lot to love, and he is he's certainly one of them without question. Abe Lincoln, you mentioned Abe Lincoln. I thought of this moment. You know, the movie Lincoln did a very good job of summarizing his life. Team of Rivals was the basis for that movie. And the very end of it, after Lincoln dies, who was it, Seward that he was always fighting with at defense? Wasn't it Seward or State? I can't remember. But, he died. And they were all there around him when he died. And they were so perplexed. Even those that had fought him bitterly, so perplexed, right? And he said, well, he belongs to the ages now. I'll never forget that line in that movie. It just gave me absolute chills up and down. And, of course, Lincoln even kind of predicts his own death in the movie, too. It's pretty good. Get the movie if you haven't seen it. It's worth watching. Fred, thanks a lot. It's President's Day, so we welcome your favorite presidents, and anything you want to share, we have a story about why you have a favorite president, who you like. Rocky and Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, in answer to your question about what was the most astonishing thing about the rally, my wife and I were watching it, and I looked over and shed tears in her eyes when Melania was saying the Lord's Prayer. And she looked at me and said, "It's about time." And this is a lady that's not really that political, so it meant a lot to both of us. I don't know about you.
Oh, your wife and I are a lot alike, because I had tears in my eyes. I couldn't believe it. It is the moment I was looking for, so you got to hang on. We're going to get you a little prize there. We have a golf shirt for you. But listen to this. Listen.
Thank you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Listen to that crowd. I mean, before and after. Phenomenal how that was received. And just unheard of. I mean, and Donald said later, I had no idea she was going to do that, but was that great or what? You know, I mean, a real genuine, real, unscripted, pretty unique moment when it pertains to politics. You know, Rocky?
Yes, sir. My wife asked me if I could find a copy of it and play it for our daughter as well. And I don't know. It's good to see. It's good to see.
It sure is, Rocky. It sure is. I tell you what, it's just a fascinating time in which we live to watch unfold. And there are things going on that none of us can understand and comprehend and everything else. And there's a lot of people in Washington, D.C. who don't get it. And that's why he talks about draining the swamp. I appreciate the call. If you send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com, just Scott and H for Hannon, just scotth@flagfamily.com. I'll send you a link so you can watch it again with your wife.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. And that goes for anybody else who wants to send an email. I'm happy to do that if you missed it. It's pretty cool. John in West Fargo, next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, just a few bullet points. Number one, Ronald Reagan was my favorite president, just by the way he communicated, by the way he thought. But if Trump keeps doing what he's doing, that'll probably replace Reagan. Number two, these people that protest south of Bismarck, they all drive cars, which means there's gas and there's LP tanks out there. So that's a bunch of baloney to me. Liberalism is just so gutless. And the last bullet point is a question. Can the state not bill the tribe for all this mess? Can you comment on that?
Well, they can. But I don't know, you know, what guarantee there's for payment. I think they should sue them. I do. I think when you invite this element in other words, you've heard we had on this program a fellow by the name of Kelsey Warren. He is the president and CEO of Energy Transfer Partners. And he talked about how bad he feels that a pipeline they decided to build caused, you know, this level of protest and backlash and everything else, and said, we're willing to help with this and do what we can. Some people have said that's not appropriate for a company to pay, you know, a state to do that. But to me, they're not responsible for it. They did everything to the letter of the law. Went through every regulatory process, all these meetings, everything else, years of planning, $4 billion. And then at the 11th hour, Earth Justice is brought in by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and execute a playbook. An information war, the social media games, the confrontation that they absolutely wanted, they're culpable. So I'm with you. And Governor Dalrymple previously told us he would hold them accountable. I don't know how you do it, actually get it, but they should, John. You're right. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features special guest Zeke Mader with DF Imagewear discussing the far-reaching impact of a work accident.
Something we don't often think of, and that's the far-reaching impact that an accident has. You've got, obviously the personal impact is huge physically, but there's also a lot of mental and emotional trauma with that. You've got your friends that are impacted by that, your community. And, we live and work in North Dakota, so we understand how small community works. And if you know somebody that's been in an accident, it has pretty large ramifications. There's also financial strain both on employers and on individuals. Really, the untold story is who else is affected by this.
Learn practices and procedures to protect yourself. Register for one of three electrical safety courses now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
MBI Energy Services is holding a fun little event where you can meet the good folks from MBI in Tioga and Stanley on Wednesday. Now, if you are looking for a position in the oil field service arena, MBI Energy Services is a gold standard company. Looking for a lot of drivers right now, some operators and workover crews as well. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com. You'll see a whole listing. And if you're around Tioga or Stanley this Wednesday, stop by and see them. You're going to have a lot of folks up there from MBI answering any questions. Incredible benefits, great opportunities. MBI Energy Services, Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Tioga, 6 to 7:30 a.m. or 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesday. That's right on Highway 40 there, just a hair north of Highway 2. And the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Stanley, of course, is Bakken Central, right there along Highway 2. They'll be there from 5 to 7 a.m. okay? MBI Energy Services. Meet MBI. Find out about those great opportunities. You'll enjoy it. So here's the guy we have Donald Trump finding the guy and then calling him up on the stage in that rally on Saturday.
But they interviewed this man. Come on up here. Come on up. Guy was great. Hop over the fence. Come on. He can do it. Guy's in good shape. Look at him. Look at this guy. Come on. This guy is great.
Okay,
don't worry about him.
It takes a little while to get him up there.
Come on up. Come on.
Come here. Pulls him out of the crowd.
This guy. So, he's been all over television saying the best things. And I see him standing. And didn't you get here like at 4 in the morning?
I did, sir.
Say a couple of words to this crowd.
Mr. President, thank you, sir. We the people, our movement is the reason why our President of the United States is standing here in front of us today. When President Trump, during their election, promised all these things that he was going to do for us, I knew he was going to do this for us.
He's going to do what he said he'd do. How about that? Unheard of.
Thank you so much, sir.
Oh, he's saying thanks.
A star is born. Star is born.
And he was on Fox and Friends I don't know, today or over the weekend. Listen to this.
Gene, did you even sleep last night? I mean, you must have just been up all night just so excited about the whole thing.
I slept for maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours tops. But, you know, this is what President Trump does to us. You know, that excitement, that love, and that's what it's really all about.
What are people, our movement,
you know, and it's... And it's just incredible.
It is incredible. Gene Huber is the guy's name. Just a regular guy. I mean, that's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. All right. Who's next here? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. By the way, send us a text or two, 701-367-2054. Email's always welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Ken in North Carolina, are you from North Carolina and just in North Dakota, or are you calling us from North Carolina, Ken?
Well, actually, I'm from Montana, but my dad was born in Mandan, and I now live in North Carolina on a lake, which doesn't freeze, P.S. And I have a vested interest. My parents are in the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery, along with relatives and friends. In fact, when I buried my mother, Betty Lou Allman, last November, I asked the lady managing the cemetery if she thought the protesters would be an issue at the cemetery. And she responded, I don't think so, because she had about 50 veterans on speed dial. So I was glad to see that. My comment is regarding how ironic it is that the water protectors, their net outcome is basically an ecological disaster for the water of the Cannonball in the Missouri River. Very similar to if you look at Planned Parenthood, a nice branding strategy, but their net outcome is abortions is their number one output. So as Rush Limbaugh would say, the net outcome of the liberalism is basically exactly the opposite of what they profess. So
it's a very good point, and it gets lost on... I really feel sad sometimes for liberals and Democrats to defend what they defend. I understand it's lawful. I mean, you could support abortion by saying Roe versus Wade made it legal. You're right. But it's still the killing of an unborn child. That's what it is. Science tells us that. There's no other way to prove that. So then why defend it, right? But to defend it, and they do it by saying things like, well, Planned Parenthood does they do good things for women. Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad they do, but when 90% of what they do is abortions, you can't say that's a good thing. Just do the 10. Don't do the 90. You know, I mean, they defend them like they're mom and apple pie, and they're evil. You know, I mean, it's awful.
Yeah, and then they have the taxpayer subsidize it in no difference than PBS. You know, we're paying for PBS, and yet all I hear is the liberal media. So I think the time for PBS is over. Either give fair or balanced, or don't ask for my money anymore.
Yeah, good point, Ken. Speaking of which, I have to play a little more of that interview with Governor Burgum and NPR that aired, I think, on Friday. Supposed to be about Dakota Access Pipeline protest, ends up being about Donald Trump. More coming up.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. That's right, folks. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company, but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Stanley and Tioga locations, Wednesday morning, February 22nd. And meet MBI. Fill your cup for free. Learn more about this premier oil field services company in Western North Dakota and find out about MBI's openings now for workover rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, floor hands, for oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and for water transfer technicians, too. You'll enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com. That's MBIEnergyServices.com. Or meet MBI at Pinnacle and Stanley and Tioga Wednesday morning, February 22nd. And don't forget to tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.